Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to practice spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily。在生活中，不论是去饭店、酒店还是购物，都可以听到服务员说 "What can I do for you today?" 意思是有什么需要为您效劳的吗？另外，相似的表达还有。How may I help you? May I help you? Can I be of any help? Can I be at your service? 我们在平时的学习当中一定要注意文化的差异。在欧美文化中，聊天寒暄的破冰话题常常都与工作相关。而要询问他人从事什么工作时，千万不要说 What's your job? 或者是 What's your work? 这两句话虽然语法和意思都正确，但是在外国人耳朵里却显得非常的直接或鲁莽。较为合适或者礼貌的表达有 What do you do? 或者是 What do you do for a living?在今天的对话当中 ，Mr. Jones， 琼斯先生正在准备明天早上的见面会。他向吉娜寻求建议，吉娜给了他与不同身份的人之间打招呼的建议。比如说，在和商业人士说话时，应该说 "Good morning, I'm Brandon Jones. How do you do?" 早上好。我是布莱登·琼斯，你好吗？琼斯先生还问吉娜，怎么跟年轻人打招呼呢？吉娜说 ，Keep it casual， 保持随性一点。你可以说 ，Morning， What's happening？ 早上好，有什么新鲜事儿吗 ？Morning， What's happening？ 琼斯先生说。我可不可以用 What's up? 这个时候吉娜说 No, definitely not. That's too casual. 不，千万不可以这样，那样太随意了。Only teenager friends would say that. 只有年轻朋友之间才会这样说。琼斯先生又问吉娜，那如果是遇到旧时呢？是否可以说 I haven't seen you in years? 吉娜说最好是说 What a pleasant surprise seeing you here. 在这里遇见你真是个令人愉快的惊喜。 Okay, now let's listen to the dialogue. Hey, Gina, how are things?
Great, Mr. Jones.What can I do for you today?
I'm preparing for my first meet and greet tomorrow morning. Can you give me any advice?
Sure. First, as a famous writer, it's important that you greet people properly. If you're speaking to a businessman, I suggest saying, Good morning. I'm Brandon Jones. How do you do?And what do I say to a teenager? Keep it casual, something like, Morning, what's happening? Shouldn't I say, What's up?
No, definitely not. That's too casual. Only teenager friends would say that.
And what about someone I have met before? Should I say, I haven't seen you in years?
It's better to say,What a pleasant surprise seeing you here.
Okay, that's pretty much for today. 如果您想参与本期节目的跟读版本以及语音打分，欢迎您关注我们的微信公众号英语主播 Emily， 在公众号里回复节目两个字就可以加入，或者您也可以关注我们的抖音号英语主播 Emily， 获取更多英语内容。 I'm Emily, I'll see you next time. Bye bye.